In Bahrain, people have staged another mass rally to demand the release of jailed opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Protesters took to the streets in Diraz, a village west of the capital Manama. Bahraini security forces fired tear gas to disperse protesters. The demonstrators were also holding the national flag and pictures of Salman, who has been in jail since last December. The 49-year-old head of the opposition movement, Al-Wefaq, is accused of attempts to overthrow the Al-Khalifa regime and collaboration with foreign powers. But the opposition leader has strongly denied the charges. The UN High Commission for Human Rights and Amnesty International have both demanded Salman's release, citing a lack of concrete evidence against him. The cleric is to appear before court on June 16th. Well, for more on this, let's go to West Virginia and talk to Colin Cabell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Welcome to the program. So, Professor Cabell, the regime, it seems, has failed to break the will of the Bahraini people in pursuing their demands. How much do you think the Al-Khalifa can continue to cling to power by continuing to crack down on dissent?
Rogue power like the Khalifa's, a military junta, will never be successful. It will have to continue to imprison anybody that speaks out against it. And let's look at the particular crime that Sheikh Ali Salman is accused of. He is called, they say, for overthrowing the government. But what did he do? He only said that he wants people to have a vote. He wants democracy. In other words, in Bahrain, if you call for democracy, then you are a criminal. And all of the opposition leaders who've spoken out for democracy are all in jail. So what you have is a regime that has little legitimacy and that has to imprison, torture, and kill anybody that speaks out against it. The people will never give in to this type of repression. History has always indicated that whenever you have a repressive regime with no legitimacy like the Al-Khalifa's, then they will eventually be overthrown. And you can see that happening not only within Bahrain right now, but the whole region is rising up against these unelected dictatorial monarchs.
And of course, despite all these rights abuses in Bahrain, why do you think the West is backing the Al-Khalifa regime so adamantly and brazenly? And on the hand, and on the other hand, we don't see anything from the United Nations.
The West is hypocritical, claims to support democracy to its domestic population, but abroad we support autocrats, dictators, hunters, any small group of people that can be controlled. If the Bahraini people were in control of the country, it would be much more difficult. Just like Iran. Iran, the people control the country. The United States cannot control Iran. But if there were the Shah back in power, then the U.S. could control them. So they want a small group of people that they can manipulate, like the Al-Khalifa family. And that way, they can extract resources, particularly oil and natural gas, from the region, which is their primary concern.
All right, Professor Colin Cabell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.